marked the most significant processes any large church ever goes through, the search for its next senior pastor. Doing that really well together will grow out of our faith in God. We can trust Him to guide us in a way that brings honor to Him. Going through this process is also full of emotion, and we should never underestimate the strength or the importance of that emotion. But we also have to remember that trusting God matters more than our feelings. The senior pastor search team is central to this process. We are charging them to find and to bring to us the church's next spiritual leader. You're going to meet them in a few moments, and we're going to dedicate them to the task that the Holy Spirit has laid upon them. But first, we need to set that task in its proper biblical setting. And I'd like to ask you to join me as we use this setting to reflect on what we do here in this church. In the book of Acts, in the New Testament, Acts chapter 20, starting at verse 25. Remember, the first five writings of the New Testament tell the story of Jesus and the early church. And then all the letters of Paul fit into that story, and the nine letters of the other apostles do also. Acts is the last of the five that tell the story. The apostle Paul was on his way to Jerusalem with an urgent task that could not be delayed. And so he chose not to revisit the city of Ephesus, where he had spent 3 years of his life and founded and nurtured a church. However, he invited the elders of the church of Ephesus to meet him in the coastal city of Miletus. They came, and Luke tells the story of their bittersweet reunion. What the Apostle Paul said, recorded here in verse 25, brought sorrow to the heart of the Ephesian elders. Paul said, "Now I know that none of you among whom I have gone about preaching the kingdom will ever see me again." You and I are going to experience a similar parting, in which Sunday after Sunday we won't see each other in the same way that we see each other now. That's just the way things will be. And people like us, whose lives have been intertwined for so long, cannot experience that without a sense of loss. But extravagant discipleship summons us to see as more important trusting God than our own feelings. The long-term well-being of this church matters more than our feelings. And I urge all of you to join me in having that perspective on the inexorable coming of our parting ways. And I say also to you with the Apostle Paul that I declare to you this day that I am innocent of the blood of any of you, because I have not hesitated to proclaim to you the whole counsel of God. And I will continue to do that as long as the Lord God leaves me in this place. Now, the apostle did not linger over personal feelings, and neither will I. He turned his attention and the attention of the elders to the solemn charge that the Lord laid upon them. And I would like to lay this same charge on the pastors, the directors of ministry, and the board of deacons of our church for the coming days. Verse 28 expresses that charge in memorable language. Keep watch over yourselves and all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Be shepherds of the church of God, which he bought with his own blood. I'd like you please to notice the nuances in the following statements. My pencil, my checkbook, my dog, my house, my job, my family, my church, my God. We call that little word, my, a possessive pronoun. But there's a world of difference between the way I possess my pencil and the way I possess my family. There are not very many restrictions on what I do with my pencil. There are a great deal of restrictions on what I can do with my family. Their equal dignity and sometimes their obstinacy limits my actions. You and I casually, sometimes carelessly say, Brandywine Valley Baptist Church is my church. And so it is. Let's never forget, it is God's church, which he bought with his blood. And so as you seek for the next senior pastor, you can never go about that as if this church were yours to do anything you want with it. It is his church in a far deeper sense. So guard yourselves, guard the church. You are watching over, you spiritual leaders especially, you are watching over heaven's pearl of great price as it is manifested in Brandywine Valley. And I say to all of you spiritual leaders, as the apostle said to the Ephesian elders in verse 32, I commit you to God and to the word of his grace, which can build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. To the five who constitute our senior pastor search team, I would like to say, first of all, you are instruments of this solemn charge which the Lord has laid on the board of deacons of our church. They chose you five and recommended you to the whole church, and the church confirmed their decision. Blessed are you if you carry out that solemn charge, their solemn charge, as your very own. Blessed are you if you never forget that this is God's church, which he bought with his own blood. Seek the will of God. By all means, use your accumulated wisdom and experience, but never trust them. Trust him to show you his will. Second of all, speak the truth to each other when you meet in love. If any one of you fails to say what is on your mind to the other four, this whole church may not hear the voice of God. And if you do not say what you say in love, you and all the rest of us will suffer. And third, be sure you communicate in the proper way the process and the progress you're making to the whole church and ask the church continually to pray for you. If you don't remind us, we forget to pray. And if we don't hear from you, we can imagine the worst. And to all of you in this congregation, I would like to charge you with two courses of action. Number one, support this team and their spouses. Pray for them, drop them a note, pat them on the back. They have an arduous task ahead of them in the months to come. And second of all, as you have conversation with each other about this process, be careful how you talk about it with each other. I hope that when the conversation turns to the next senior pastor, the default setting that will be part of any conversation will be to say, you know, God has great things in store for this church. I can't wait to see what it is. And second of all, if in your circle of friends, people begin to find fault, either stop it, or if it merits it, get your thoughts together and bring your concerns to the Board of Deacons so that they can deal with it in a responsible way. Now, having said all that, I'd like for us to meet and to pray for this search team. There is a brochure, by the way, that's out in the gathering area over in the missions corner on that side that shows a photograph of each member of the team with a brief bio. It also has photos of the four permanent consultants to this team and a brief bio about them. So, Craig Montgomery. Craig, if you would join me here. Craig chairs the search team, and his wife is Julie. We want to remember to pray for her. Melissa Ausdahl and her husband Matthew. And by the way, all these people are involved in ministries. I think some of you had to leave probably what you were doing at 9:45 to get here. And Steve Taylor and his wife Tina are not going to be here this hour. Tina's in St. Louis taking care of her mom and dad, and Steve already had a commitment to teach his class at 9:45. Steve Schambach and Karen and Robin Woodworth and Phil. So thank you all for joining us up here. Willie, would you join us again as a prior chair of the Board of Deacons? Our chairman, Brett Dorsch, is out of town this weekend. And Craig Montgomery is the vice chairman, so we wanted Willie to do that. And I wonder, David, would you join us here? David Cordray is one of the newer members of our Board of Deacons. And then I would like to ask this, and I need you to do it promptly. I need one man from this section to come stand behind these people. You all can sit down. I apologize. Just come stand behind them, and we'll give you a chance to pray if you want. We'd like to have a woman from this section of the church just to come stand with them. You people are not that shy. Thank you. A gentleman from this section and a lady from this section. And would a man and a woman from the balcony, would you come down the steps fast and join us up here? We would love to have you. Thank you. One woman, is there a man in the balcony that would come down? That didn't sound right, did it? Thank you all very much for being a part of this. Why don't you stand right here, Mike, and get behind these guys. Thank you, Hope. I'm going to ask Willie if you would pray for us. and then pass the microphone, and any of you six people here can pray, or you don't have to pray, and then I'll close in prayer. And let's commit these people to the task that lies ahead. Willie, would you start us, please? Thank you.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us this day and this time to gather, and we just thank you for this time that you're working in our church and what we're going to be going through now. We're excited and anticipate the good things you have in store for us, and we just thank you for the people you brought to us to lead the search for our new spiritual leader, and we lift them up to you and ask that the Holy Spirit come down upon them each time they meet and just guide them, grant them wisdom and discernment as they seek our new leader. And we just ask for your protection over their family and their children, and just that they have all the time and resources to manage their lives and do this important task for us. And we just are so thankful for Bo and Carol and their ministry here and their desire to have an orderly transition. And I pray that our efforts as a congregation and a leadership, that we honor and glorify you in this effort. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Almighty God, I just pray before you humbly. I know that, you know, I am a sinner, but yet you hear my prayers. You hear the prayers of the church because you love the church. You sent your son to die for the people of this church so that we may live and reign with you forever by accepting your son as our savior. It is no small feat to pray for a new senior pastor. Father, you love this flock. It is so essential that we find the right person, and the right person is who you want, not what we want. I pray that you guide our senior pastor team to find the man that you choose, to burden their hearts, to not leave anything unspoken. Father, this is kingdom work here. I pray that you just bless them with the boldness to speak up when they need to, and the courage to do the things that are hard. But please bless this church tremendously for our future ministry so we can be a blessing to others. And I again thank Bo and Carol for their ministry here. And I love this church. And I know if I love them this much, you love them a lot more. I know you will take care of us. I have full faith in that because prayer is power. In Jesus' name, amen.
Everlasting Father, we ask that you give this team the wisdom, the guidance, and the patience to complete the task that you have put in front of the board. Amen.
Father God, we come to you knowing that before we ask, you answer our prayers, that you know our hearts, Lord, and I just ask that you will bless each of these individuals on this committee. I ask that you protect them, Lord, that you will protect their time and their families, that they will be able to do this job and do it well, that you will give them the questions to ask, that you will lead them in your direction, Lord. But I also pray for this church that you will also convict each of us to keep them in prayer, that we will continually support them, Lord, that we will encourage them, and that we will most often pray for them, Lord. And we ask that you prepare the heart of the new senior pastor that is to come to this church. We know that we are doing this well, and we thank you for a current leader that is allowing us to do this well. And we thank you because we know that you will bless us. Amen.
Lord, we're humbled by the opportunity to come to you in prayer, that you have purchased our right to be at your throne and to put this matter before you. We're so honored that you've blessed us with this chance. We pray your blessing over each person on the committee. We pray for wisdom. We pray that you'd protect them from spiritual attack, from physical attack, from financial attack. Lord, I just pray blessings on each one of them as they seek to do your will. You said that if we seek you, we will find you if we seek you with our whole heart. And Lord, we want what glorifies you. We don't want what makes us comfortable or happy. Lord, we want your will. We want you to be glorified. And we turn this matter over to you. In your name we pray.
Holy Father, we thank you that you choose to take people of all kinds and make them yours and charge them to do big things. Lord, we thank you for those moments when you give us a little bit more to bear than we are able to bear. And in those moments, we know the sufficiency for what we do comes from you. And so we thank you for these five, for their spouses. Bless them. May they know your peace. May your guidance be clear. And may your love in Christ flood their hearts and their conversations and their decisions. Grant to them and to the Board of Deacons great unity of spirit and purpose. And we offer them to your care now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you all. I'd like to ask the team to stay here and you others can be here. Thank all of you for joining us up front. Excuse me, David. It's in this setting that we want to receive the Lord's Supper together. If you believe in Jesus Christ and you have said publicly, Jesus is Lord, you may not be a part of Brandywine Valley Baptist Church, but you are one of us. And we want you to eat the bread and drink the cup with us. If you do not yet believe in Christ, why not today? Why not right here, right now? You are among the most understanding people on the face of the earth. It's simply a matter of calling out, Lord Jesus Christ, I believe in you, forgive my sins, and show me your way of life. And if you take that first step of faith, let us know. We can encourage you with the next steps of faith as well. Our habit